Texas hard seeing foreign cars filled with fuel it isn't ours, and wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, flying high on a farm. Semper Fi tattoo on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag in the back and says USA. He won't find nothing and he can't fix.
Toby Keith, so glad to be able to play that song. God bless America. Thanks for joining us at the campfire. We're back on yet another beautiful Saturday morning. You know, we've been on the air here for 20 years. Large Market St. Louis, and talked about a lot of things. And so today I'm going to talk about three things. The state of Illinois, we receive information from you asking why we don't talk more about Illinois, Illinois events, things going on in Illinois. I'll address that. I'm also going to address that I cannot shoot television on a Missouri conservation area. Scenic Riverways, you have to have a permit to shoot television, and there is pages and pages of paperwork and a fee to pay to be able to shoot television. If I go in and videotape a TV show on the Scenic Riverways or the Missouri Conservation Area, I'm actually breaking the law. On the Illinois situation, our show here in St. Louis, we used to do a lot with the state of Illinois. We did media hunts in Illinois. The DNR, the Conservation Department over there, would give us permits for our writers. We've had articles, Field and Stream, American Hunter, Outdoor Life, Turkey Call Magazine, Peterson Hunting. I mean, I could go on forever. We've shot many television shows in Illinois. Worked a lot with Mike Weller on waterfowl. We did dove shoots. We used to always talk about Illinois and promote Illinois. The DNR people that would come to our hunts and meet our writers, and they do stories on the conservation department on the state of Illinois. And we used to do reports on Illinois, and I'm sorry, that department changed. The people retired that I worked with, and we continued to try to promote the state of Illinois and their resources for hunting and fishing in the outdoors. However, they refused to work with us for media hunts. We contacted them, and on a live radio show, and the Vogler Vogler was there with me and heard this, instead of someone from the department, they gave us their spokesperson. And I'll never forget that day in the studio when we had the person on, and I'm trying to talk to him about their hunting opportunities and the great state of Illinois and promoting Illinois for all you that live in Illinois. Started talking about the hunting, and I said, non-resident hunting has to be a good income for the state. He flat out told me on the air, we don't care about non-resident hunters. We don't need non-resident hunters. And by then, the conversation was over. I ended the interview. I do not talk about Illinois, and I do not promote Illinois. Stupid laws over there. Put a padlock on your bow when you leave a stand. If it's a recurve, you got to take that string off. You can't have a turkey call. It's illegal to call before season. Those people are ridiculous in Illinois. Sorry for those residents that are hunters and fishermen that live there, but when the man from the spokesperson for the DNR for Illinois comes on my radio show and tells me they don't care about non-resident hunters, they don't need non-resident hunters, there's no reason for me to do any promotion for that state. When it came to the Scenic Riverways, we shot a television show some years back with Billy Smith, videotaped the wild horses, and did a turkey hunt on the current river, and it ended up being Hunter Specialty's number one show that year, television show, and their highest rated DVD with that hunt on the river where it told a story. And I also promoted the Missouri Ozarks with the restoration program, the Department of Conservation, the wild turkey program, all those things. Another time, me and Billy Smith, he worked for the Forest Service at that time. We were on the river, and I had a video camera, but I was not shooting a television show. I was just doing it for personal use. But they pulled us over on the river and went through all of our gear and questioned us what we was doing on the river. And to give you another example, in 2016, Linda Powell from Mossberg, Hillary Dyer for Grandview, and Melanie Swearingen from the NWTF, we did a great river boat hunt on the current river with Billy Smith. Jim Anderson from hosted us from Shady Lane's Cabins and Motel. And I wrote a nice piece in Midwest Outdoors magazine for them, but I cannot use any of the footage that I shot on the river because it's illegal. I didn't have a permit. That was just for personal use. And the reason I didn't have a permit was bureaucracy, or however you may say that. Prior to that hunt, months ahead of time, Billy Smith sent me the contact information, put in for a permit so that I could shoot a television show. Several phone calls, voice messages, and emails, and never got a response back for me to be able to acquire a permit. Ran out of time. It's a shame, but make a great television show, promote eminence, promote the rivers, promote Missouri, promote the small towns and communities. Here's some of the regulations on the Ozark Scenic Riverways. Filming equipment and props cannot be dragged or driven off-road. Now, this is real interesting. I'm shooting a turkey hunt, river hunt. Wildlife will not be harassed, disturbed, manipulated, baited, fed, called with any wildlife calling device. Here's a good one, 12 in the paperwork for getting permit to shoot television. Number 12, the use of firearms, including the discharge of blank ammunition explosives, is prohibited. And then number 13, which really knocked us out of the park, it says nudity is prohibited. So now we know why I didn't get a return call or email or permit to fill out, because I didn't qualify. Another thing we're going to do is have a drone shoot. When you're floating down the river and hunting and calling, he's going to have a drone up over the top of the boats, following the boats down the river. Be great TV footage. Number 15, aerial photography must be performed at a minimum altitude of 2,000 feet above ground level. The use of unmanned aircraft, including drones, remote controlled aircraft, is prohibited. All permits are subject to review. And you have to have your Social Security number, your federal tax ID number, and you have to have millions of dollars of insurance for me to go float the river and run a camera. It just doesn't make any sense. This is like pages and pages and pages of this stuff. So it makes it just impossible for us to shoot a television show, promote the Missouri Ozarks, promote the resource, hunting, conservation, and the local area businesses that need the income. Down in the Missouri Ozark, I was between hunts. And my brother Marty at his place had people coming in. So between the two hunts, I hunted the Barn Hollow Conservation Area. And on the backside of Barn Hollow, there's a natural area in the Barn Hollow. And then outside the natural area borders the Ozark National Scenic Riverways. I was on assignment to shoot television show for Midwest Outdoors. But unfortunately, we got a situation and cannot shoot television on a Missouri conservation area. Makes it very difficult for a guy that is an outdoor communicator and have for years Missouri and promote the resource, and not only just the resource and hunting, promote tourism. But my first love is conservation and hunting. And with the media hunts I've been doing in Missouri since 1981, I have put Missouri in all the major magazines, Outdoor Life, Field & Stream, American Hunter. But today, even more popular and reaching more people is the outdoor television. The Midwest Outdoors television is on the Pursuit Channel and also on 32 television networks. I would like to promote my state's resources, my home state, with my media hunts, and I'm not allowed to go in and shoot television. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. It's not letting me do my job. The biggest factor there is these small communities in the Ozarks, these areas that depend on that income from hunting, fishing. You know, whitetail deer season and turkey season is a big income time for those. And when I went into the state area, there was no one else there. I'm talking about, we pay for them. They're public. But yet I can't utilize and promote those areas or my state or the resource. It makes no sense. Okay, back to the turkey hunt at Barn Hollow Conservation Area. I wrote this story about this area, and I wanted to do a television show on it and promote the Missouri Department of Conservation at Barn Hollow and the history of Barn Hollow. It was owned previously by Sue Hubble, a well-known writer, country living. She wrote about a dozen books. She raised bees on the farm. Her original book was published at Random House in 1986 and became a best-selling book author. Just a lot of history. I just made a good story, you know, in the Ozarks. I was unable to take my video equipment in there and shoot a television show for Midwest because two things there. If I'd had a camera, one, it was illegal on the Missouri Department of Conservation ground, which we need to get changed. It's ridiculous. And it was also illegal as the turkey was roosted on the Ozark National Scenic Riverways over the Jack's Fork River. And my setup would have been illegal to videotape either one of those situations. So I could not do a TV show for Midwest. But I went on a turkey hunt and I recorded audio. I looked and read through all the regulations, didn't see where I could not record audio. So I have that hunt for you. Here's the hunt on a rainy morning in Missouri Ozarks, Sue Hubble's place, or Barn Hollow, outside the natural area where the MDC property butts up to the National Scenic Riverways. And here we go. I heard a couple gobblers right at daylight, but this bird seemed pretty vocal, and I moved that way. First thing I did was check him with an owl hoot and move in that direction. He's gobbling good this morning, even with the rain coming in. Load the gun. Now, of course, I condensed this so that you could listen to it. I'm steadily moving toward him and checking him as I go. And as I call, it creates the illusion that the hens are coming to him. If you notice, I use several different calls, different sounds. As I close the distance, I always keep a tree between me and his roost so he doesn't see me. And I move slow and watch in front of me. Thank you.
tight here. This gobbler's not 50, 60 yards from me in the tree, and I got a big tree in front of me. I did not sit down. I stood up behind a tree, what I call a blocker tree. The tree kept the turkey from seeing me. There's no way he's going to fly off the front side down toward the river. He's going to pitch back on that bench. I'm challenging the gobbler with gobbler yelps and with a gobble. Came off the tree and pitched. He landed about 20 feet from where I was standing. It was pretty much self-defense at that point. What a great television show that could have been. And with that, we're going to move on. Thanks for sitting next to the campfire with me and listen to me ramble with a bit of a rant. And we'll see you all on the other side.
It seems that why the decorates on the 4th of July, but says...